The rise of the selfie, celebrities looking perfect on Instagram, it's pressuring a plastic surgery boom among teens. According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, nearly 18,000 teens from ages 13 to 19 got some form of Botox in 2013. So on the line with us now is Dr. Patrick Sullivan. He's the director of cosmetic surgery at Rhode Island Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Sullivan.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks. So nice to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Okay, tell us, is the rise of the selfie and people looking perfect on Instagram, is it really pushing teens to go under the knife?
Well, it seems to be going under the knife and also to get injectables. And then you have people like Kylie Jenner out there that is getting so much press with what she's done with her lips and who knows what all she's had done at this young age. And I think it is, unfortunately, driving in this area. I think that's an unfortunate trend because there are so many incredible things we can do for teens that won't make them look like they're out of the norm of the population, have them look very, very natural and artistically beautiful, but not overdone like a lot of people do.
Right. Now, Bill and I were just talking about this. What is the cost of a typical procedure like this, and are the parents paying for their teenagers to have plastic surgery?
Well, I think it varies a great deal, Kim, in what they're actually having done, if it's Botox or if it's injectables to their lips. And there are some people who will earn the money themselves to have like a rhinoplasty. If they've been ridiculed and hounded by people both online and at school about having a big hump in their nose or something, they'll be working summers and saving money to get that hump out and have a beautiful nose that artistically matches their face. And so they'll save their own. A lot of times parents are paying for part of it or for all of it. So it goes a lot of different directions.
Now, obviously, you said if people are being ridiculed, if it's really harming their self-esteem, I can see it making sense for someone. You know, are there good reasons to get plastic surgery, and are there bad reasons to do it?
Well, yes, and I think for the bad reasons you're talking about, I'll handle first, because we want to make sure that people who come to us are very good candidates, and they have reasonable expectations that they're mature enough. And so we certainly don't operate on everybody who comes and wants to have something done to their face or lips or breasts or something like that. But there are really good reasons. Like there are people that have protruding ears, and they've been having people ridicule them for years and years about that. And they come in and they're really anxious to have this taken care of so they can just look normal again. Or, as I said, the people with rhinoplasty, that's one of the most common ones, Kim, is at 16, 17, 18, people will come in and have nasal reshaping surgery just so that they have probably a lot of beautiful characteristics of their face, but their nose might be very masculine when it's a girl, or just something that just is really out of proportion for their face. So I think that's an excellent reason to have cosmetic surgery at that point.
And obviously we hear about teenagers doing things that they sometimes might regret, getting a tattoo, getting a certain piercing. I'm sure plastic surgery sometimes falls under that umbrella. Are there regrets down the line when they do something?
Well, I have yet to see any regrets, and I've been doing this over 20 years with the people that I choose to treat. Because they usually have, the ones that make it through and actually get treatment usually have very realistic goals. And say guys who have large breasts. I mean, they haven't taken off their shirts since they grew up. They won't go to the beach. They won't go out for sports. When we get their breasts out to a normal shaped breast for a male rather than being enlarged, they are just ecstatic. They live a normal life. They're really happy about it. I think it's only when people get overdone that they might really regret it. And we never overdo patients. Our goal is that people have a very artistically natural enhancement and nothing that's overdone, so they don't look like they've been done.
So the moral of the story is, if you've got a self-confidence issue, if it's really something that you feel in your heart of hearts that you need to have done, get it done, but don't overdo. Don't try and look like a Kylie Jenner with the puffed-up lips.
I think that's a great moral. You hit it right in the head, Kim. That's beautiful.
All right. Fantastic. Dr. Patrick Sullivan, the director of cosmetic surgery at Rhode Island Hospital, thanks so much for filling us in.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you so much.